Last night, I went to, I was shouted by my girlfriend to go see the movie Prometheus, the new Ridley Scott Alien prequel film, and I'm having some major, and I don't know what the frack is going on, technical difficulties today, my call recorder's ballsing up, there's my guest hasn't shown up, there's a whole lot of bad stuff going on, I don't know what the hell at all, ladies and gentlemen, so just bear with me. Okay, well, considering I have no idea what the hell is going on, I should probably just start ranting then, eh? Conference room, and the caller lines are now open. The number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And if we're extremely and excessively lucky, we may have a guest turn up, possibly, but I have no idea. Ultimately, because this is sometimes what happens in talk radio. You have guests that just basically don't reply in time, or maybe I'll forget to remind them, or you know, there's a bazillion things that go on behind the scene here, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize for any, you know, cock-ups. Now, Prometheus. Now, who was Prometheus? I had a conversation with my sister last night. She said that Prometheus was mortal. And on the movie Prometheus, said that Prometheus was a titan, right? In Greek times or something like that. And it was the god that gave us fire. Now, what I think is really the agenda here is to try and convince people that, God didn't create us, an alien species did. Now, this has been popped around the transhumanist and the truth movement for a very, very long time. And, basically, this is kind of just a movie that really solidifies that kind of stuff. And it was extremely gory and traumatic and scary. I got my arm clutched rather tightly by my girlfriend during one of the scenes. And during the surgery scene, in fact, I wanted to try and read out my Fashbook status if I can. If the damn thing will load, like I said, technical difficulties all up to wazoo today, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what the hell is going on. Like, my computer won't restart properly anymore. Like, if I close any programs before trying to reset the computer won't allow me to reset it or click on anything or whatever. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's driving me nuts. It really is. So finally, after about maybe 3-4 minutes of waiting, I have half of my YouTube status that is now okay. So yeah, today's going to be a real fun one, ladies and gentlemen, at the Vinnie Eastwood Show. So here's the status. I went to see Prometheus last night. I really enjoyed it. It scared the hell out of me, just like watching the original Alien when I was a kid. It was traumatic to watch the surgery scene, and I actually overheated. I couldn't breathe and nearly fainted in my seat. I was wearing my big jacket and everything like that, and just sweat pouring out of every orifice, man. It was just overheating, couldn't breathe, couldn't see, like literally couldn't see, okay? All right, I was trying to see the screen. Okay, but my vision went blurry, and I couldn't see anything, okay? All I saw was this vague white blur kind of thing, like my... It was strange. I was trying to see the screen, but it all went blurry, and I couldn't see anything as the sweat poured out of my forehead, you know? And I'm talking about not just, you know, just a little few beads here and there. I'm talking about my entire body, within seconds, was matted with sweat. Okay, I completely soaked through every bit of clothing that I had. It was unfreaking believable how horrific that scene was, and I had a physical reaction to it. Okay, now I think my body was trying to protect my mind from the horror, and even thinking about it and trying to remember the scene kind of churns my stomach, and it raises my heart rate like it's even happening to me right now. And I always want to say, bravo. Bravo to Ridley Scott. You did it again. Also, I, unlike everyone else in the theater, stayed behind to watch the credits all the way to the end. You know how sometimes at the end of films, they'll have like a tiny clip, like right at the very, very end of the credits or anything like that for the real diehard people who aren't just the average douchebag clowns who just, you know, go in to see a film and then think it's all over and then walk out. You know what's at the end of Prometheus? Not a clip, but a website address. And it says, copyright. I'm not kidding. It said that this film, all characters and everything, are copyrighted, and including the technology that they have in there, because it's a very technology-based movie, because Wayland Corporation is a technology company, okay? And it says it's all patented under Wayland Industries, okay? And it turns out that they have a website, waylandindustries.com. You can go there and you can check out all this extra stuff that they've built up and created on top of the original theme for the movie. And this is kind of very interesting to me because of the fact that, hey, what you're doing is you're attempting to blur the lines between fiction and reality. That's what these people are trying to do with this movie, is that they really are attempting to make people think in some way, shape, or form that the premise of this movie is actually very real, okay? And this is what is said on the website. There's a YouTube presentation here, a TED Talk by Peter Wayland, as in of Wayland Industries, where he talks about Prometheus and he talks about technology and how it's developing and blah, 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 and how we now have the technology to be the gods. He said, no, in fact, literally he says, we are now the gods. Okay, think about the mentality about a human being, which is a mortal construction. We can't live forever, not without the aid of extremely advanced technology, which most of the public don't have the ability to get their hands on. And in the movie, Peter Wayland is also very conscious of his mortality, and he's conscious of the fact that he's human and he has a soul. And his son, David, which is actually an android, who he says is basically the closest thing to a son he's got. He's programmed him, he created him, he made him, he built him and everything like that, has no soul. And so he doesn't care. And, of course, what's happening in this film is the discovery of a race of aliens called the Engineers. The Engineers are a advanced civilization of biotech developers, as far as I can see, conscienceless biotech developers. Somebody with enough resources, scientific know-how, advanced technology, that they are capable of literally creating life. The opening scene is in Iceland, and one of these creatures, he basically looks very, very human, all muscular with the abs and all of that kind of stuff, just wearing a little diaper or whatever. And he's standing on the top of this waterfall, and he drinks this liquid. It dissolves him and dissolves his DNA, and then as he falls into the waterfall, dissolving as he goes, it zooms in even further, and then it sees the DNA reassembling itself into human DNA and red blood cells out of that pool, and then forming and multiplying and stuff. You know, just, they're basically trying to say, look, some aliens came here long ago, and just because they could, they created us. Okay, and we're a slave species. And also the other premise of the film is that they want to kill us. Like, they created us, and now, this is what the alien part is actually a bioweapon, okay? A mutating bioweapon that is designed specifically to be ingested through the mouth, and then it will mutate your body and turn you into some kind of horrific creature. Or it will gestate something inside of you, and that horrific creature will then burst forth out of the chest. Now, this is a very, very horrific concept, and I think it's part of the reason why the film was so scary and horrific for me anyways, because of that whole the whole feeling of having something ripping itself out of your chest kind of thing. Yeah, pretty rough.